Hello and a warm welcome. I am Armin Trost, professor for organizational behavior at the Furtwangen University in Germany, and this is my course on social research methods.
So, welcome everybody. In this episode, we talk about the Z distribution and a Z transformation. And I know that when you as a student hear things like Z distribution, Z transformation, most of you will not say, hallelujah, yeah, wonderful, that's something I was always interested in. Yeah, this is strange statistic stuff. But my aim for this episode is that in the end of this episode, you will really understand why this is so essential and why Z transformation, Z distribution is actually something really cool. Really cool, right? So, what is that? I mean, in science, but also in our daily life, we measure all sorts of things, right? We measure weight, we measure temperature, we measure speed, we measure things have prices, we get grades, we measure all sorts of things, right? And when we measure different things, it turns out that we use different units, right? Sometimes we use kilograms, sometimes we use feet, inches, meter. Sometimes we use Celsius, Kelvin, or whatever, Fahrenheit. And you have different units. And these things are very hard to be compared. I mean, when you ask you, where are you better in golf or in economics? Is it more cold than dark? Makes no sense, right? You have different metrics, different parameters, and different units, and different scale, and you know, it's so. But what we want to do in statistics very often is to have one metric for whatever we measure. Whether it's height, intelligence, weight, length, temperature, we always want to have the same metrics. And the idea is that, well, let's have a metric where whenever we measure it, average is zero and standard deviation is one. Isn't that cool? Average zero, standard deviation one. Crazy, huh? So I mean, I have a very simple example. I mean, when you look at the height of men in Germany, where I come from, I'm here now in the midst of Germany, really. We found that the mean height is 178 centimeters. I don't translate this now into inches or so. Okay, does not matter. 178 centimeter, okay? And standard deviation is 7 centimeter. This is 7 centimeter. Okay, good. My height is 184 centimeter. So I can tell that I'm a little bit over the average. Okay. Now, but how much? Now, let's transform height into a Z value, then so that we have an average height in the population of 0 and a standard deviation of 1. When we do this, my height is 0.86. 0.86. 0.86, that's close to one standard deviation above the average. Okay, I have a better example. let's look into sports. Okay, in sports we have different disciplines. In my example, I take three disciplines. Right, high jump, something that we measure in. Now I take inches. Right, 100 meter race, that one is measured in seconds, and shot put, it's measured in feet. Right, so always different units. And even sometimes the values are reversed when it comes to what is good and what is not so good. For instance, with high jump, you want to achieve a high value, right? Because you want to jump high. But with 100 meter race, you want to have a value which is low, because that indicates that you are faster, right? So, you know, you have very different values. And okay, now let's assume we have 14 people and they all do the three disciplines, and then we have the results. And now we want to know who is the best one overall. You want to know as an individual, am I better in high jump or in 100 meter race? Where are you better? I mean, you cannot tell it by the number, because by 100 meter race, you always have smaller numbers than with high jump. At least when you run in a normal speed, right? You can't compare where you better, 100 meter race or high jump, unless you do not standardize all these values. And when you standardize all these values, you simply do a Z transformation. You transform all the values into Z values. And then you have Z distribution. And I did this in my example here, and you see that average now for every discipline is 0 and standard deviation is 1. I mean, isn't that cool? I mean, now when you have somebody who has minus 0.2 in high jump, 0 in 100 meter race, and minus 0.37 in shot put, you could say that the best discipline for this person obviously is 100 meter race. And for the other disciplines, this person is slightly lower, right? Also, when you sum up the values, then you could calculate who is the best one overall, right? Because now you really have made all these metrics comparable. I mean, isn't that cool? And even you lose the unit, you don't have a unit anymore. You just have the pure comparable numbers, right? And now here comes the Z distribution. The Z distribution is something wonderful, and we will need this especially for inferential statistics. Now we can tell that in an area between 0 minus 1 standard deviation to 0 plus 1 standard deviation, in this area from minus 1 standard deviation to 1 standard deviation, we have 86.2% of all cases when the distribution is normal shaped. Okay? And in the area from minus 2 standard deviation to 2 standard deviation, we have 95.4% of all cases. And from minus 3 standard deviation to plus 3 standard deviation, we have 99.6% of all cases. You know? And that's something that we do in all sorts of fields in social science. For instance, I mean, the classic is intelligence. Intelligence is normally distributed. For some, that was threatening insight that people differ in their intelligence. Yes, they do. People are not equal. Huh? And now when we do intelligence measurement, we normally standardize the values that we find. We standardize so that The average IQ in a population is not 0 but 100. Yeah, you simply take the Z value and add 100, and then you multiply the Z value by 15, And what you get then is you get an IQ, which is an average of 100 and a standard deviation of 15. And that makes sense now, right? So Z transformation is a way to standardize things. Oh, that's pretty cool.